Hundreds attended the grand opening of the new housing units, filling one of the community rooms to capacity. But for tenants like Mike Evans, it's a long-awaited chance to find a home. Similar to other apartments, this home has a bed, couch, small kitchen area, and a private bathroom. In the months since he's moved in, Evans says he's added some personal touches, including a pristine UK ball cap on a counter and a wildcat throw on the couch. Evans says even cooking is a pleasure.
Because, you know, I've been in and out of jail a lot, and to be able to come to something like this, to be able to cook my own meals in my own place, was nice.
Like Evans, each resident living in the complex has been through the Hope Center Recovery Program. Evans says he ran the streets in the very neighborhood where he is now living clean. A black and white memorial notice is the only decoration on his refrigerator. It is, he says, a reminder that not everyone survives substance use disorder.
It was my best friend's dad, and I've known him for years, and that's just a constant memory. That's why I got him hanging there.
A reminder, he says, to make the most of his new home and his new life. For WEKU, I'm Mary Meehan in Lexington.